Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Behaving badly, sometimes benevolently, sometimes doing all sex and that sort of thing and all. If you want to contact the show, contact me on the Patreon site as we share your spooky nighttime stories. We're going to line one, Johnny. We got a lady, she's phoning, she's in high dudgeon. She wants to speak to us. Hello, is that Lisa?
It is, Clinton. Hello.
Hello, and I think we spoke to you once before, haven't we?
We have, yes.
Remind the listeners what you were talking about when you were last on here.
I was telling you about a house I lived in Vermont, and there was all sorts of banging and things being moved.
That's
and it was
right.
A really scary house.
In Canada?
Yeah, well, near Canada, yes.
Near Canada?
Yeah.
What do you mean near Canada? It's in Alaska, was it, or...?
It was on the border of Canada, so, yes.
Yeah, let's not get bogged down in that quite so much. Lisa, Johnny, start the bloody music. Lisa's going to tell us a scary one. Here we go. Go on.
Okay, this is going back quite a few years, and it's stayed with me ever since.
All right, my dad.
And it happened in 1996.
Right.
And I was working on a campsite in Italy.
Right.
And I lived in a tent, and it was on the edge of the woods, and you could hear the wolves howling at night. So it was pretty creepy anyway.
A lovely image being presented for us.
Yeah. And this one night I was asleep in bed, and I was awoken. I was kind of like aware of like somebody standing in my tent.
Oh my.
And I could just see the sort of the outline of a man.
Yeah.
But at the time I thought, oh, I must be dreaming. So I just like turned over and went back to sleep, and then didn't think too much about it.
Yes.
And then a few days later, a couple of weeks later, the same thing happened again. I woke up
in the same place,
and I could see the outline of a man. But this time, I turned on my torch,
right.
And there was this man standing at the bottom of my bed.
Crikey.
But his legs were actually going through the end of my bed.
Oh, my God.
And he didn't move. He didn't say anything. Right. He didn't have any, like, facial expressions or anything. He just was standing there staring at me.
Right. Very, very alarming.
Yeah.
And I was
absolutely, like, paralysed with fear, so I couldn't even say anything, scream or anything.
Bloody hell.
And I can still picture him. He had, like, dirty blonde, straggly hair.
Yeah.
He had a straggly moustache.
Oh, God.
He had a broken nose, and he was wearing, like, an old sackcloth, and it was tied with a rope.
Oh, my God. Around his waist. Wasn't that Weasel from World of Sport Wrestling, was it? It's exactly what he used to dress
up. Similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Big Daddy wasn't in the tent at all.
I don't think Big Daddy would have fitted in my tent because it was quite sort of small and compact.
Easy. And tell me, was it a ghost or was it a proper living person, what I call a PLP?
Well, I think it was a ghost because there's no way that his legs would have been able to go through
the floor.
No. The bottom of my bed.
Can I tell you something, my love? In my research, I have found this, that it's to do with the gradient of the Earth. I don't want to get too technical.
Yes.
But sometimes when the Earth has built up, what you may have found is that this, I call him a Homo sapien, man is another word, when during his corporeal life, when he was wandering around the area of Vermont, wasn't it? He might have been walking on land that was a little bit lower.
Ah.
And so what you've experienced there, I've knocked my papers off, I don't know if that's spooky or it's just me not concentrating, but he may well have been a ghost. Did he say anything to you?
He didn't. He just stood there staring at me.
Yeah.
And it did happen a few times. So it wasn't just sort of once or twice. He did sort of appear a few times.
Right.
And I asked the Italian campsite staff.
Oh, what did they say? Bloody useless, no doubt. What did they have?
They kind of made fun of me.
Sunburnt armpits, that lot.
Yeah.
One Italian tank, three gears, all in reverse.
Exactly.
What did he say? Oh, Mamma Mia, nothing to do with me. What did he say? Peace.
Domani,
he said. Yeah, I bet.
And I asked him, I said, has ever anybody ever died on the campsite?
Has anyone ever died? And what did he say?
He did say that, yes, somebody had, like, years ago.
Oh, sorry, take it back. He did say that.
And then at the end of the holiday season,
yes,
the town that I was working in, they have, like, an annual medieval jousting festival.
Right.
Which is beautiful, a lot of horses and shields and everything.
Very beautiful. For any Italian to listen, I apologise for saying you're all...
It's okay. I'll let you off.
I've spent a bit of time in Italy. Yeah, and what did he say? That there was someone who...
Somebody had died.
Like Cat Weasel.
Yeah, Cat Weasel had died. And we were allowed to go to the town hall and have a look through old memorabilia from previous festivals and, you know, shields and flags and photographs.
Go on, you're going to tell me you saw this very man.
I saw the man in a photograph, this book, and it was the man who had been in my tent.
Oh, my God. And did you get his name at all?
No, it didn't get his name. Nobody knew who he was.
Oh.
Nobody knew what happened to him, but it was the exact man that I'd seen. And so my question, Clinton, was he trying to pass a message on to me, or was he just, like, knocking one out, watching me in bed?
I don't want to say it was the latter.
Yeah,
I think it might have been a warning, or maybe it was a warning that he was about to knock one out, you know, at the end of your bed. But the only experience I had similar is when I was on a Boy Scout camp, when you used to get up at night to do a wee, rather than undo all the braiding, just used to poke a little winkles out of the, you know, the flap. Which,
the flaps.
Don't know, the flaps. Mm-hmm. And our Kayla was walking around, patrolling, and he just saw a little willy out, and he just poked it back in, he did. And it was never ever mentioned again. Isn't that a lovely story?
It is a lovely story, yes.
I don't know
if
it's any help to you with Cat Weasel, but it was round about, if this is any help, it was round about the same time that Cat Weasel would have been on World of Sport. So that's spooky, isn't it, the latest?
It is a bit spooky, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Is that it, or was there any more?
That's kind of it, yeah.
let that be a warning to anyone who's listening. When you're going, you know, when you're camping in Vermont or wherever it is, do the braiding up. If, you know, if you're like Lisa, do not leave your flaps open at night, because you might get someone stealing, like Cat Weasel, who, you know, wants to come in and...
So basically, he was sending me a message to, like, make sure my flaps are tied up.
Make sure they're closed. Yes, certainly. I want to say thank you very much for phoning in. Please be careful. I don't have any answers to that. I would suggest it was a ghost. Mm-hmm. And Arcalia, if you're listening, you dirty bastard, I haven't forgotten, and there will be a report filed very shortly. Thank you so much, Clinton. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sometimes dreams do come true. Keith is 28. He lives with his mum, but he's had loads of interest from girls. And what's more, he says they're all really hot and gorgeous and that. Ladies who wanted him for sex alone. Unfortunately, there was a catch. Keith had imagined all of them. They were all in his head. Lovely, sexy as they were, and all gagging for it and that. The problem was, none of them actually existed. So when a torrid affair began with the international pop phenomenon Miley Cyrus, he was delighted. Sure, he'd seen her in concert 3 times at the NEC, but he didn't think she'd pick him out of the 30,000 crowd. However, there it was, a sexy letter to him. Thank you for your subscription. Here's a free badge and photo. Sure, he'd sent her mail, he'd sent her a postal order for membership, he'd even sent her a couple of pubic hairs, but to receive a printed signed photo with a kiss was a sign. I'm going out with Miley, he'd say to his mum. And as if to prove it, Miley would just smile for him only on MTV. He sent an email and a sexy reply came back. Thank you for your interest in Miley. Tour dates will be announced in the autumn. The little tease, he thought, and wrote back. A again, a reply. No, this is an email from a production company in London. Miley Cyrus cannot be contacted here. Oh, playing hard to get, are we? He wrote back, attaching a romantic photo of his ball bag. Your subscription to this database has been terminated and the police informed. Keith says no one can truly understand how Miley feels about him. Not the Crown Prosecution Service, the lady he sees from the social services, nor Ellie Goulding, who he says he's now seeing on a regular basis. He writes, I'll never forget her, nor the deep spiritual message, just for me, behind that naked dance she done on that Wrecking Ball video that time. It's a romantic story, and although they've never actually met, he'll clearly continue to be the love of her life. She's a lucky girl to have you, Keith. Are we going to line one? There's a fella phoning from, I think it will, I'm told by Johnny, he's a Scotch fella. He's a Scotch fella. Is there a joculant on the line?
Absolutely, Clinton, 120%, yes.
Oh,
how are you doing?
Oh, lovely. Where are you phoning from, Marco?
Stirling in Scotland, Clinton. Stirling in Scotland. The middle, the central belt.
Oh, lovely, lovely. I've got some experience of Scotland, the Edinburgh Festival.
It's
full of English people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a bit like when I go to London, I never meet anybody English. When I go to Edinburgh, I never meet anybody Scottish.
That's right. All right, Morrissey, you don't have to go on about that. Right, now, Marco, I know what you're saying. Now, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to hear your very, very spooky story. Johnny, can we have the spooky music, please? Yeah, get on with it, Marco.
Okay. Right, so, I've had a lot of, bad relationships over the years, Clinton.
Yeah, and, nice and slow, Marco. Slow down.
Sorry, I've had a lot of bad relationships over the years.
Okay.
But there's always been one constant. Each one of these girls keeps talking about this book called The Secret.
The Secret.
So, yeah, and there's like, every time they see white feathers, it means that a loved one's trying to contact them.
Oh my goodness, I like so, this. Go on.
Every so often, I'll wake up and I find empty cans of special brew at my front door. And I'm just wondering if by any chance that's perhaps my granddad trying to get in contact with me.
Right. You've thrown three things into the ring there, Marco. One, something about a secret book. Two, something about some feathers. And three, about an alcoholic relative.
Yes. So,
Which one do we want to deal with first?
The alcoholic relative who passed on, yeah.
That's the one?
Yeah, but it was a sort of caveat from, what I was talking about with regards to, all these ex-girlfriends talking about every time they see a feather as a dead relative trying to contact them because of this book they all harp on about.
Right, and what do they tell you about the book, first of all, Marco?
The book, it's a self-help kind of book, but it gives you positives to look out for, apparently. I don't know, they rab it on. That's probably why I've had so many past relationships.
Well, they do, yeah, they often do, women, don't they? Go on,
yeah,
on.
They do. So I was just wondering if these empty cans of special brew are perhaps my granddad trying to get in contact with me. Because every time I go to my front door in the morning, there's a couple there.
Was he quite a keen drinker?
He was, yeah, heavy. Heavy might be the word, yeah.
And what do you think he might be saying in leaving the cans? Could you recycle them? Could you get me more? Are you sure he's actually dead?
I'm not entirely sure. He just disappeared one day, so I'm assuming he's dead.
I'm going to ask Tarawak. Got a Scottish fella on the line, Yeah, Scottish fella. And he said something about... I don't understand the first bit. I tried to be a bit more forensic, Tarawak, you know. Yeah, he's got a granddad who's leaving cans on the front porch. Tarawak wants to know, are they full? Are they completely empty, are they?
When I pick them up, when you give them that little sort of jiggle to see if there's anything in them.
Yeah, exactly.
There's what we call in Scotland the dregs of the can, yeah.
The dregs, they call them in Scotland. Yeah. I'm here to tell you something, my son. It is your granddad.
Is it really? I thought that.
Yeah. And he's saying it's a warning.
Okay.
It's a warning, and it's saying, don't drink as much as he did.
Okay, right.
And it's just saying, look at these, I polished these off, overnight.
Right.
So maybe, what he's saying is, where you would normally have milk delivered, which is good for you, don't get these cans of special brew. I mean, do you like a drink yourself?
Well, that's the weird thing. They were my cans, a special brew, so I don't know how he's got in the house, if that's the case.
They'll be your cans?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm suggesting what you're doing is coming home at night, pissed up, putting them down on the ground, putting your key in the door, bringing in one of these women who, for some unknown reason, you keep splitting up with. And, yeah. You know, it's, are you sure it's not yourself who's actually doing it?
I mean, there is every chance. I mean, I have been known to like a drink myself. They say that the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree.
So. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Can I suggest you stop drinking as much?
Okay.
I think you need to concentrate a little bit more on relationships.
Okay.
I think you need to read that book, The Secret, if only to sort of discount certain things and have something to talk about with the ladies. Secondly, when you are talking to ladies, talk a little bit slower.
Yeah.
And when you're telling a story, try to be a little bit more forensic and not just bounce all over the place with all the different points.
Okay.
That's my advice to you.
Okay. That's sound advice. To be honest, that's the kind of closure I think I needed.
Yeah, it is. And you're a Sagittarius, am I correct? Gemini. Scorpio.
No.
Taurus.
No.
Leo.
No.
Aries.
No.
Cancer.
No.
I'm getting Pisces.
No.
I'm getting, not Pisces. Tarawak, stop interrupting me. Did I say Capricorn?
Yeah.
Yeah, Aquarius.
No.
Libra.
No.
Is it,
My birthday was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, well, you'll be a, Well, that's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much, and good luck with everything. Taurus?
No.
Scorpio?
No.
Said that. Libra?
No.
Is it the one with the weights?
There's a lady in it.
Hey, what?
There's a lady in it.
Aquarius?
No.
Tinder?
No.
Grinder?
No.
Right, I think we've had enough. Thanks. What was it, by the way?
Virgo.
I f***ing said Virgo.
Did you? It must be that bad line again, sorry.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, good luck with everything. And you're a typical Virgian, you are, saying that?
Yeah.
Typical Virgo. All right, you drive a white car, don't you?
Yeah.
There you are, I see. It's a gift, I think you'll agree. Thank you so much, Marco.
That's great.
And happy birthday for the last... Was it last week?
2 weeks ago.
You're in your early 30s, aren't you?
No.
Late 20s?
Nope.
Late 40s?
Nope.
Mid 40s?
Nope.
Okay. Well, it's been a lot of fun, and roughly how old are you?
38.
38. And
yeah.
Thank you very much. Great to make predictions. It's a gift I've got, and maybe don't phone in again. Cheers, Marco.
That's great. Thanks, Quentin. Much love. Bye.
Well, thank you for listening. I think you'll agree it's been quite hair-raising, but also strangely comforting. Join us next time. And don't forget, if you do have a story you want to impart to us, contact us at this Patreon site. Thank you so much to all patrons. Goodbye. 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 Patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth tree dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree runner, or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading nail.